It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of Ephesians, we're in chapter 6 and verse 17. That's where we left off last time. The Bible says there in that verse, chapter 6 and verse 17, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Take the helmet and the sword. And this is the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is that which the Holy Spirit furnishes us. The Holy Spirit has revealed to us the truth that comes from God the Father. And we are to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. See, the Word is what God has spoken. I mentioned this before in John chapter 14 and verse 24. It says, "He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me." That's Jesus speaking. John chapter 15 and verse 3, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." Whose word? God's word. We read that in John chapter 14 and verse 24, that it is God's word that we're looking at as we study the Word of God, the Bible. Well, oftentimes we get dirty as we go through this world. And you mean Christians actually do things wrong? Well, I think you know the answer to that. We're still human. And there's things that creep into our lives. That's the reason we're studying the book of Ephesians, and especially chapter 6 here, because it's telling us how that we can be protected from things that come into our lives that are trying to get in there. Many times we use the verse, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1:9 says that. Well, how do we know that? Because 1 John 1:9 says so. 1 John 1:9 is the Word of God. Well, we're cleansed through the Word of God. Now, we can look at that in several different ways. We know that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the Bible says in the book of John. John said, "We beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Well, John and two other apostles, they saw the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ on the Mount of what is called the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus was seen with Moses and Elijah. And it talks about how bright He was, how bright Jesus Christ was. That was a transfiguration. They saw His glory. They saw the actual Word of God. They saw Jesus Christ in the flesh. And that's what John chapter 1 goes on to say, that He became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, John said. Jesus Christ is the Word, according to John chapter 1. He is the Word. He was made flesh and dwelt among us. And you keep reading and you find out that He created the worlds. He created everything. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the Creator. He is God. But today, when we think of the Word of God, we look into His book. We look into the Word that He's left us. The Christian will often pray and ask God's forgiveness for things that creep into the life that shouldn't be there. We're made clean through the Word. I believe that when something comes into our life that shouldn't be there, we should not only pray, "Oh Lord, cleanse me. Help me, Lord, to live for You. Help me, Lord, to do the things You would have me to do. Forgive me for things that have come into my life that shouldn't be there." I believe that once we do that, we need to go to His Word, and we need to read His Word. The Bible says that we are clean. We are cleansed through His Word. Once again, John 15:3 says, "Now ye are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you." This is Jesus speaking. Whose word is it? It's God's word. Well, The Word is His truth and promises according to the Scriptures. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Well, the thoughts and intents of our hearts are sometimes those things we need to guard against as a good soldier of God. And how do we guard against the filth of the old flesh, the thoughts and intents of our old rotten hearts? Psalm 119 verse 11 says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." We need to hide the word of God in us. We need to study the word of God. And I found this out, that even times that we are not memorizing the word of God, we just simply read it. I say simply, we need to do that, taking special care to read it and understand what it's saying by the Holy Spirit. But as we read it and study it, we start seeing things within our lives that could be changed, and we're guarding against the filth of the old flesh that we have. This old flesh is still with us, and we need to be guarded. We need to guard against the things this old flesh wants us to do that's not right. See, when the flesh or the demons of hell rises up and challenges us, we are to use the same weapon our Lord used in the wilderness when he was tempted by the devil. But he answered, the Bible says, Jesus answered and said, "It is written, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says that. He didn't stop there, and we see more in the Scriptures as we read it. "Then saith Jesus unto him," that's Jesus speaking to the devil, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Matthew chapter 4 and verse 10. Well, how can we live in this dirty, rotten world of sin? As a Christian, how can we stay clean? How can we actually live here? Luke chapter 4 and verse 4, "And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." See, it takes more than the things of the flesh to make a strong soldier of the Lord. It takes every word of God, not just part of it, but the whole word, to make us fit for the battle. We sometimes want to pick and choose what God says to us in His Word, but we are to take it all. Once again, the Bible says that the Word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces us. It cuts us. And frankly, it hurts sometimes, because it shows us who we really are. It shows us that without Jesus Christ, there was no hope. But thank God, Jesus Christ has given us all the hope, all the necessary things that we need to know that we're on our way to heaven by trusting Him as Lord and Savior. That person today who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they have no hope. They're lost on their way to a devil's hell. But thank God, those of us who have trusted Jesus as our Savior, we have heaven waiting for us. I recall in the book of Luke, chapter 16, how that the rich man in hell lift up his eyes, being in torments, and cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy upon me." Now, Lazarus, I'm sure you may be aware, and you may have read the account of how Lazarus was a beggar, how he begged for crumbs at the rich man's table. And he died and was carried into Abraham's bosom. This was paradise. Would be the same, I believe, as heaven. Now, it wasn't heaven as such, but it was paradise. It would be a place where people were comforted, where they didn't have to worry about anything. Well, the rich man saw Lazarus. He said, "Please, Father Abraham," now I'm paraphrasing, "Please, Father Abraham, Please send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and touch my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Well, as we look at the account there, we see how that the Word of God tells us that there was one who was being tormented and one who was being comforted. That person who was being comforted knew Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They knew God. That person, Lazarus, he was saved and he was being comforted. But the rich man who had never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, who had never trusted God to save him, he was being tormented in hell. Now, being rich doesn't send you to hell. It's letting the things of this life, the money or whatever it is, keep you from trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's what takes a person to hell, is by not trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Once again, I would say this, how can we live in this dirty, rotten world of sin? Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. You see, we need to be in the Word of God as saved people, knowing that Jesus Christ has saved us, and he wants us to know that we're saved, and he wants us to be able to go against the things that come against us in this world, especially when the devil throws everything at us that he can, when he brings up our past. We need to get into the Word of God and realize that the past is over. We cannot change the past. Thank God we have the future to look forward to, and we're here right now, and we need to be busy for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Always remember, it was with this weapon, the Word of God, that the Savior met the tempter within the wilderness. And as we read in Matthew chapter 4, we see that unfolding to us. It is only by this that Satan can now be met in our lives. Error and falsehood cannot hold back the temptation that comes our way. Error and falsehood cannot give us hope for victory. We must be armed with truth. I pray that you're armed with the truth today and you're in the Word of God and you're studying. You see, these are things we need to learn. First, we need to learn that we have to stay strong by studying the Bible so that we can understand what the truth is. John 1:17 says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you've been saved, you know the truth, and the truth has made you free. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're not going to be with God one day. You're going to be in the devil's hell. You can be with me one day in heaven because I've trusted Jesus Christ. You can be there as well by trusting Jesus Christ, by realizing that it's not by works of righteousness which you've done, but it will be according to God's mercy that you can be saved, that you are saved once you've trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Why not bow your head and trust him right now? Ask him, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. I can't go my way, Lord. I want to go your way because yours is the only way to heaven. Please forgive me. Come into my heart so I can be with you one day.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.